Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 15 of the Playoff Push podcast. Today, we have NFL recap for week six, a very interesting week, a lot of blowouts, which we'll get to in a second, but a lot of huge victories for certain teams, including 51 points from the Buccaneers, 47 points from the Lions, and my Giants lost again. But let's touch on all the teams this week and see what happened. We're leading off on Thursday Night Football on October 10th, 49ers versus Seahawks. This was a game with Debo back in full force, Kittle, Ayuk, everyone in this Niners offense was back, and you could tell it. 36-24 win for the Niners. Purdy, 18 for 28, 255 yards, three touchdowns, no picks. Debo got back in his groove after dropping three fantasy points last week into three receptions, 102 yards, and one touchdown, 34 average yards per catch through the air. George Kittle, five receptions, 58 yards, and two touchdowns, putting up one of the best tight end weeks. One of the best tight end games of this week, but not the best. We'll get to who the best was in a few games. And Brandon Ayuk, 2 for 37. Jennings, 3 for 27. The other touchdown came from a rushing touchdown from Kyle Juszczyk on the ground. So Niners score four total tutties on offense, coming from Samuel, two from Kittle, and one from Juszczyk. And the defense did their thing as well, getting a couple of picks from Geno Smith. Those two picks being Renardo Green and Malik Mustafa. Geno, 30 for 52. Geno loves the air raid, 52 pass attempts. He seems to do it every other week. 312 yards, one touchdown, two picks. Lockett was the touchdown receiver, four receptions, 65 yards, and the tutty. Walker had 14 carries for 32 yards and a touchdown on the ground, but that was it for the Seahawks offense. Never really got too much going with two offensive touchdowns and Jason Myers booting one field goal. But Laviska Shenault did have a kick return touchdown. He had four returns, 189 yards, and one touchdown on the returns, an average of 47.2 yards per return in this game for Laviska Shenault, the former receiver turned returner. But San Francisco does come out on top in this one by 12, 36-24. Next game is Jaguars Bears, and this is where we see what I believe to be our number one tight end performance of the week, Cole Kmet of the Chicago Bears. The Bears come out on top 35-16. Cole Kmet, five receptions, 70 yards, two touchdowns, barely beating out Kittle. Keenan Allen had a great game as well, five receptions, 41 yards, two touchdowns of his own. Those were the four receiving touchdowns caught from rookie quarterback Caleb Williams, finally starting to heat up. 23 for 29, 226 yards, four touchdowns, and one pick. But Caleb's really been starting to find his home both in and outside of Soldier Field, putting up numbers that are so much better over the last 3 weeks, on the contrary to his first few weeks in the league. Pick numbers are going down, touchdown numbers going way up, and just feeling much more comfortable in the pocket. Swift also had a great game on the ground, 17 carries, 91 yards, and a touchdown. Williams adding four carries, 56 yards on the ground as well. And, you know, the game was bad when Mac Jones had to be thrown in for a couple plays. So Jones, one for one for 6 yards. But T-Law, 23 for 35, 234 yards, two touchdowns, and one pick. Those two touchdowns both going to Gabe Davis. Five receptions, 45 yards, and the two touchdowns for Davis. Evan Engram getting his hands on the ball, finally coming back from the injury list. 10 receptions, 102 yards. That's good for 20 fantasy points right there in standard PPR. We'll get to the fantasy leaders at the end of the episode. Brian Thomas was finally shut down. Three receptions, 27 yards. I started him and still won. I don't know how, probably because I was playing all backups because his entire team was either hurt or on bye. But we don't talk about that. The one pick for the Jags was caught by Andre Sisko. And the picks for Chicago were caught. The pick for Chicago was caught by Josh Blackwell. So that's how it looked in the Bears-Jags game. Bears come out on top 35-16. Caleb finally setting in. Kmet had another huge boom game. And that's how it's going to be for that Bears offense the rest of the year. Now we get to Tampa against New Orleans. Baker Mayfield doing what he does best. 24 for 36, 325 yards, four touchdowns, three picks. That seems kind of wild, but he still dropped 51, so it doesn't really matter. Chris Godwin got back from his last couple, you know, not so disappointing, but more just like underwhelming compared to his first few weeks. 11 receptions, 125 yards, two touchdowns. Good for a pretty solid ranking on the fantasy leaders. Again, we'll get there later. But Godwin, again, 11 receptions, 125 yards, two touchdowns. But this was a game where Sean Tucker popped off. 14 carries, 136 yards, one touchdown on the ground, as well as three receptions, 56 yards, and one touchdown through the air. So two total touchdowns and right over 190 total yards for Sean Tucker. Bucky Irving still didn't have a bad game either. 14 carries, 81 yards, and a touchdown on the ground as well. Sterling Shepard had four rushes, which is more receptions than he had. Don't ask me how. Tristan Wirfs had nine receiving yards despite not having a reception. Again, don't ask me how. And the Saints really were not expecting too much. Starting rookie Spencer Rattler, 22 for 40, 243 yards, one touchdown, two picks. No one on the passing game really did too much. You know it's bad when the one passing touchdown's caught by Bub Means, who had five catches in this game. Kamara, you know, he did his thing. 13 carries, 40 yards on the touchdown, as well as five receptions, 24 yards. So not a bad PPR game for Kamara. But the Buccaneers absolutely slaughter the Saints. And this Buccaneers offense is the most on and off thing I've ever seen. Some games they'll lose, some games they'll win by 30. So we'll really see what happens when it comes down to the later weeks in the year. But I would not rule the Buccaneers out despite their somewhat middling record. Then we got to what many people consider to be the game of the week, Ravens Commanders, a game that maybe you wouldn't expect to be game of the year entering the actual year. Most people didn't think, you know, Jaden Daniels would turn this franchise around so fast. Ravens come out on top 30-23 in a really, really good game. Lamar Jackson, 20 for 26, 323 yards, one touchdown, and sadly, Lamar did throw a pick. It's only his second of the year, but you know it had to happen eventually. The touchdown was caught by Mark Andrews, who finally did something. Three receptions, 66 yards. Rashad Bateman had four receptions for 71 yards. Zay Flowers, 9 for 132. But again, Derrick Henry game. 24 carries, 132 yards, two touchdowns. Lamar added 3.6 yards per carry of his own, 11 for 40. But this Ravens offense, despite the numbers not quite popping out at you, is still legit. And we got to wait to see how they can push, because the season didn't start out too nice for them, but they are 4-2 and they are coming up hot. Jaden Daniels, 24 for 35, 269 yards, two touchdowns, no picks. Also adding six carries, 22 yards on the ground. This rushing offense has been so great all year and really got nothing going. 22 from Daniels, 21 from Eckler, 9 from McNichols, and that was it due to Robinson not playing. This was all passing, and both touchdowns were caught by Terry McLaurin on six receptions for 53. Noah Brown and Zach Ertz did their thing, 58 and 68 yards, respectfully, on both four receptions. And that was that. You know, the Ravens come out on top 30-23. Again, a game we're going to look back at later when both teams are in the postseason, see what the implications are for later on. But that's a thing for the future. Ravens take this one. Packers and Arizona. Green Bay wins 34-13 because Jordan Love just does not know how to play bad football every other game. Jordan Love, 22 for 32, 258 yards, four touchdowns, and one pick. Christian Watson caught a touchdown, 3 for 68 and a tutty. Romeo Doubs came back from his little beef with the Green Bay franchise. Three receptions, 49 yards, two touchdowns. The other one was a receiving catch from Jaden Reed, who had 6 for 28. Josh Jacobs didn't play too bad, 18 for 62 on the ground and 3 for 28 through the air. But this Packers team absolutely blew Arizona out, mainly because Marvin Harrison Jr. was taken out early in the game with a concussion, and that really shut down this Cardinals offense. Kyler Murray, 22 for 32, 214 yards, one touchdown, no picks. The rushing game never got going, and the one touchdown through the air was to Michael Wilson on two catches for 21 yards. McBride had 8 for 96, and that was really it. Cardinals just never had a shot. Packers come out on top 34-13. Next up, Indianapolis and Tennessee. Indy comes out on top 20-17 in this one. Indianapolis moves up to 3-3. Tennessee will fall to 1-4. Joe Flacco, 22 for 38, 189 yards, two touchdowns, and one pick. Will Levis had another disaster class, 16 for 27, 95 passing yards, one touchdown, one pick. Levis has just been clip farming all year and not playing good football. And that's just unfortunate to see. You know, Levis had quite a bit of hype coming out of the draft and just hasn't been able to make anything work. Hopkins, 4 receptions, 54 yards. The one touchdown was to Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, who had that one touchdown catch for 9 yards. Tony Pollard had 17 carries, 93 yards, and a touchdown on the ground. And somehow they kept it close, despite, you know, Flacco being at quarterback. Josh Downs, 7 receptions, 66 yards, one touchdown. Michael Pittman had the other 3 catches, 35 yards, and the tutty. And the other 6 points came from kicker Matt Gay, who had a long of 26 yards. So, you know, he's making pretty close kicks. But the Colts barely take this one. I believe Anthony Richardson should be back next week, which is good. I can't tell if it's good or bad for Colts fans. I still have hope for him. It's just he needs to make it work. I believe he has all the tools necessary to be successful, just has to actually use them. So that's how it goes in that game. Moving on, Houston and New England. Houston takes it 41-21. C.J. Stroud balls out once again, 20 for 31, 192 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 1 pick. Stephon Diggs, 6 catches, 77 yards, 1 touchdown. Tank Dell, 7 receptions, 57 yards, 1 touchdown. Joe Mixon, 2 receptions, 30 yards, a touchdown through the air, as well as 13 carries, 102 yards, and 1 touchdown on the ground. Another ground tutty came from Damian Pierce getting his feet on the turf. 8 carries, 76 yards, and the tutty. And this Texans offense was just firing on all cylinders, making everything work. However, this was a start of a new era in New England. Drake May with his first career start. What I believe to be the best rookie start, best rookie first start since, believe it or not, Daniel Jones. Look it up. But Drake May, 20 for 33, 243 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 picks. But also, I believe a fumble lost. I can't really confirm that, but I believe so. DeMario Douglas, 6 catches, 92 yards, and a touchdown. Kayshon Boutte, 3 receptions, 59 yards, 1 touchdown. Hunter Henry, 3 for 41 and a touchdown. May actually had some nice passes. The second pick was an absolute, I mean, the first pick was an absolute disaster. The second pick wasn't the worst thing you've ever seen. But a pretty good rookie debut for May, especially facing that Texans defense with, you know, one of the best corners in the league right now in Derek Stingley Jr. But Houston comes out on top 41-21. They move to 5-1. This Houston team is legit. I've been saying it since the preseason. As we move on to a team that everyone thought was legit entering this season, who knows if they actually are, the Philadelphia Eagles, taking it by 4 points over the Watson-led Cleveland Browns, 20-16. I think Sirianni should get the boot immediately. He's a disaster of a coach. This Eagles team should have won this game by at least 30, especially with both starting safeties for Cleveland being out, and they decided to not throw it over the top all that much. But Hurts did have a solid game, 16 for 25, 264, 2 TDs through the air, no picks. A.J. Brown, 6 receptions, 116 yards, and a touchdown. You want to guess who had the next most receptions? Yeah, backup tight end Grant Calcaterra, 4 catches, 67 yards. Smitty, 3 catches, 64 yards, and 1 TD. And the running game never got anything going. Saquon, 2.6 yards per carry.
Hurts, 2.4 yards per carry. Just a disaster of a running game from this Philly offense, who most people thought would dominate with the incredible O-line. And Saquon frickin' Barkley in the backfield. Just never got it going in this one. The Cleveland Browns had no offensive touchdowns at all. Watson, 16 for 23, 168 yards. That was that. Nothing else notable at all. Jerry Jeudy had one catch for 35 yards. That's kind of cool. But it was all Rodney McLeod blocking a field goal attempt from Jake. Well, he didn't block it, but he ran it back. Ran back a blocked field goal from Jake Elliott to score a touchdown right before half. But that was really it. Cleveland never got anything going, and Philly still somehow kept it close, 20-16. Philly wins, moves up to 3-2. Got five games left. Chargers, Broncos. Chargers take this one 23-16, shutting down Bo Nix's hot streak. Nix, 19 for 33, 216 yards, two touchdowns, and one pick, as well as leading the team in rushing, six carries, 61 yards. In terms of receiving, Troy Franklin with what I believe to be his first NFL touchdown from his college quarterback in Bo Nix. The other one's caught by Courtland Sutton. Absolutely incredible catch. If you watch that game back of the end zone, one-hander almost out of bounds, but he snagged it. Incredible catch there from Courtland Sutton. I would watch it if you could. But that was the game for Bo Nix. Two touchdowns, one pick, and that was that. Besides, you know, the running game never really got anything going when Bo Nix is your leading rusher by what I believe to be 38 yards. So that's not too great. On the Chargers side, Herbert, 21 for 34, 237 yards and a touchdown. But this was the game where J.K. Dobbins really slid back. Two receptions, 6 yards, but 25 carries, 96 yards and a touchdown on the ground, putting up good fantasy numbers once again. Good for him. You know, it's great sharing a last name with a guy who's balling out in the NFL. It's amazing to see. One thing I do have to say is shout out to my opponent in the USA and Ireland Fantasy Football League, my boy Kian, for picking up this guy, Kimani Vidal. He didn't start him, unfortunately, but Vidal balled. Four carries, 11 yards, two receptions, 40 yards, and a touchdown from this guy who I've never heard of entering this game. If he'd started him, he probably would have had a better shot to win. Knock on wood, because he still has Garrett Wilson and he plays tonight. So let's hope he does absolutely nothing. But that was it. Two touchdowns in this game, one from JK, one from Vidal. And that was it. Chargers come out on top 23-16. Then we get the Steelers, Raiders. And Pittsburgh comes out on top in this one, 32-13. They move up to 4-2. Raiders fall to 2-4. Fields, no passing touchdowns in this game, but he had two rushing touchdowns, and the other rushing touchdown came from Najee Harris on a disgusting play. It wasn't really that disgusting. It's just the Raiders don't know how to play defense. Absolute disaster of a defense. So many people right around him, and none of them could get him down. But Fields, 14 for 24, 145 yards. He had 11 carries, 59 yards, two touchdowns on the ground. Najee's rushing tutty was 14 carries, 106 yards, and the touchdown. Pickens, three receptions, 53 yards. Austin, two receptions, 36 yards. Again, not much going on in the passing game, but that's what it is. They still put up 32 and dropped the Raiders, so it's fine. Aiden O'Connell, 27 for 40, 227 in terms of yardage, one touchdown, one pick. The touchdown was to Christian Wilkerson. Wow, I've never said that name in my life. Two catches, 18 yards in the tutty. Brock Bowers put up another good game. 9 receptions, 71 yards. I've almost said 19 receptions. Are you kidding me? And the other touchdown came from Alexander Mattison on the ground. 14 carries, 33 yards, and a touchdown. But Steelers win this game pretty dominant fashion, 32-13 over the disastrous Raiders. Falcons, Panthers. Falcons come out on top 38-20. Kirk Cousins takes a huge step down from his previous game. You wouldn't believe it. 19 for 30, 225, one touchdown, no picks. Much less than the five touchdowns, 500 yards he had in his last game. but it's because this was a rushing attack. Drake London was the best offensive pass catcher. 6 receptions, 74 yards, and a touchdown. Pitts had 3 for 70, so a nice 10 fantasy points there for your Pitts fanboys. But this was a ground game. Tyler Algier, 18 carries, 105 yards, and a touchdown. Bijan, 15 carries, 95 yards, 2 touchdowns. The Falcons running backs were getting it in this game, and getting it they were. 38-20 win. Carolina, just, I don't know what they're doing. Andy Dalton, 26 for 38, 221 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks. Chuba Hubbard had 92 rushing yards on 18 carries. The 2 touchdowns were caught by Deontay Johnson and Xavier Leggett. And that was that. You know, Panthers, don't expect too much from them this year. They're really not going to do all that much. Second to last game to cover, Detroit-Dallas. If you didn't watch the game, I'll give you a few seconds to take a guess what the score was. If you guessed 47-9 Detroit, you would be right. This game was just Detroit making fun of Dallas. That's all it was. Jared Goff, 18 for 25, 315 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks. Jameson Williams absolutely burned them. 3 receptions, 76 yards, and a touchdown. A catch and a touchdown for Sam LaPorta. Four catches, 37 yards, and a touchdown for Amon-Ra. Jahmyr Gibbs had 3 catches for 28 yards, as well as 63 yards on the ground. David Montgomery, 80 yards, 2 rushing touchdowns. And it was so bad, they got to a point where they were running hooks and ladders with Penei Sewell, ruling their offensive lineman eligible at least 3 times, and just trying to make fun of the Cowboys as much as humanly possible, all on Cowboys owner Jerry Jones' birthday. Just making fun of them as much as they could. Dak with 2 picks. Cooper Rush with a pick. Those 2 picks were caught by Brian Branch. One was caught by Kirby Joseph, who seems like he's been in the league for a million years. But Dallas could get nothing going. No passing touchdowns, no rushing touchdowns. Dallas has either been looking really good or really bad. And it's more than often really bad. CeeDee Lamb, 7 catches, 89 yards. That's the only notable guy. Nothing else is notable. That's it. Detroit beats the living crap out of the Lions, 47-9. And this Lions team is insane. Final game to cover, Cincinnati, New York Giants on Sunday Night Football. 17-7, Bengals win. Joe Burrow, 19 for 28, 208 passing yards, no touchdowns, no picks. Because Burrow scored on the ground. 4 carries, 55 yards, and a rushing touchdown on a designed QB run, what at least looked to be one, pretty early in the game, just getting around the defense. I believe it was somewhere around 30, 38 yards, I want to say. Absolute disaster for the Giants defense, and they just never could get it back. T. Higgins, 7 receptions, 77 yards. Jamar Chase, 5 catches, 72 yards. Andre Josivas, 2 receptions, 36 yards. The other rushing touchdown came from Chase Brown, 10 for 53 and the tutty. Zach Moss took a huge step down, 6 carries, 13 yards, along with 1 reception for 2 yards, doing literally nothing. But Daniel Jones has not thrown a touchdown at MetLife in, I believe, 561 days is the number I'm thinking of. I don't know if that's right. Something like that. I think there's a 5, a 6, and a 1 somewhere in there. But Daniel Jones, 22 for 41, 205 yards and a pick. Tyrone Tracy is real. And I was saying this since before the year. I love Tyrone Tracy. I think he's such an incredible, talented ball player. Moving from receiver to halfback at Purdue, and you can tell. 6 catches, 57 yards, as well as 17 carries, 50 yards, and a touchdown. The only reason the Giants offense was doing anything other than that was like a lost cause. Absolute disaster from this Giants offense. And that was it. Giants lose 17-7 to Cincinnati. Now, a quick little segment on the top performing fantasy players this week. If you looked at the scores, you're going to know it's going to be a lot of Buccaneers. And that's just how it is. We'll set the bottom line at, let's go with 22 fantasy points. So sorry, DeAndre Swift, you are at 21.9, but we'll cut you right off as an honorable mention. Zay Flowers, 22.4 fantasy points. Tyrone Tracy, 22.7. George Kittle, 22.8. Terry McLaurin, 23.3. AJ Brown, 23.6. Justin Fields, 23.7. Cole Kmet, the number one tight end spot, 24. Just in case you're curious, George Kittle came in at, where is he? Oh, I already said Kittle. Kittle, yeah, Kittle's 22.8. Cole Kmet came in at 24, flat. Brock Purdy, 24.1. Jared Goff, 25.1. Derrick Henry, 25.2. Bijan, 25.5, getting his name called. Jordan Love, 25.62. Baker Mayfield, 25.9. Joe Mixon, 27.2. Caleb Williams, 28.64. And the only two people to cross 30 before this Bills and Jets game tonight are both Tampa. Sean Tucker, 34.2 fantasy points, the most he's ever dropped in his career. It is not close. And the number one, getting back up there, Chris Godwin, 35.5 fantasy points. This Tampa offense was on fire this week, and hopefully they can keep it going. I love watching this offense when it's hot. And Mike Evans still did nothing, but keep in mind, I don't think he's ever had a season below 1,000 yards. He's a consistent guy. He'll be right back on that list next week. I want to thank all you guys for listening to episode 15 of the Playoff Push Podcast, NFL recap for week 6. I did not cover Bills Jets. It has not happened yet, but watch it. I hope you watch it. This will be coming out Tuesday morning, but I hope you all watch it. It's going to be a good game. I'm predicting the Bills will win by somewhere between 7 to 10, either a touchdown or a field goal, a touchdown or a touchdown and a field goal would be my prediction. I'll go for, go 31-24 is going to be my final pick. I know it's not going to be that, but hopefully somewhere around there. And that'll be it here from the Playoff Push Podcast. Thank all you guys for listening. And we got a new episode coming out tomorrow. Thank you all once again. Have a great rest of your day.